Give it up for Monday. Clap your hands on Monday. Let's dance, it's Monday. It's a happy Monday. The first day of the week.
It's Monday!
Woohoo! I don't know, that almost sounds more exciting than what I saw of people over the weekend. Hi, happy Monday to you. It's the Monica J Show. It's your show. What do you want to talk about today? I want to talk about feelings. I know I talk a lot and say a lot of times that everything we see going on right now is about emotion. It's not about thinking. It's not about logical thinking. It's about emotional thinking. And that is really, really concerning. Talk and text lines, 884-9910, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. That's my email. And 991fmtalk.com for everything here at the radio station, including our poll question. So let's go to the poll question today, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Do you think or feel, I guess, people are more patriotic or less patriotic since 9/11? More or less patriotic? But have the option for other on there if you want to make a little comment. I had a wonderful 4th of July because, well, my mother and my brother came over, so I got to spend it with them. But a lot of people are so scared, this fear that's going on, that they didn't go anywhere. They didn't do anything. No fireworks shows. Well, why none of the big fireworks shows? I mean, downtown Reno, downtown Sparks? Wouldn't that have been cool for the entire community to see, to watch? Just to feel like some sort of celebration was going on? Yeah. There was one in Damani Ranch, but wasn't the same. Not only did it PO a lot of the community of Damani Ranch because it was scaring animals and, oh, geez, one poor lady saw her post that, you know, her dog actually had seizures because it was so loud. You know, it's one thing if you're doing it in a business environment and, you know, people don't expect to be sleeping in downtown, you know, when there's a celebration like that going on. But it was a sight to see. Just sat out in the backyard and watched the fireworks go off. We live a little bit on the hillside, so we were able to watch the private fireworks displays. I know, I shouldn't laugh. They're illegal. All across the community. And it was inspiring to the point that people still had that spark, literally, that they wanted to celebrate what they have celebrated for so many years, 244 to be exact. Celebrating our independence, our break from the tyranny. But I feel like leading up to it, and even after the fact on Sunday, it just didn't feel the same. Since we have a governor and a mayor here that don't respect your rights, whatever you want to call them, if you want to call them God-given, if you want to call them civil, if you want to call them your liberties. And it really is trying my patience. Because we are a free country. And we should be a free world. This is all part of a bigger picture of what's going on right now. With the World Health Organization, with the CDC, with this virus, with BLM. You know, let's just stop it, knock it off with BLM. Because I have a feeling if we stop putting energy into fighting them, into pointing out what they're doing, paying attention to the media, that will just go away. Because what you should be paying attention to is the fact that, well, the world's been hijacked. The company or the country's been hijacked. And I can't figure out how to get people to understand this from the point that they are being used. Pulling up some sound here. It's funny because I made sure to save this onto my phone. I made sure to go and investigate Dr. Maria, I'm going to mess up her name, Kirklov? Maria Van Kirklov. She is the technical lead on the COVID-19 for WHO, World Health Organization. You know, that organization that was started by the Rothschilds that is funded by them and Bill Gates and, you know, blah, 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 whatever you say about conspiracy theorists, because you notice that all these so-called conspiracies that people keep throwing at you to make you think that you're stupid, you know, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. They've all come to fruition. Even the big one, Pizzagate. Ghislaine Maxwell, now behind bars, singing like a bird. We're going to be seeing more and more of that coming out. That's what you should be focused on, not Black Lives Matter, because that is a distraction from the bigger picture. COVID is a distraction from the bigger picture. Why do I say that? Because this little sound clip I'm going to play here for you, courtesy of Newsmax, you know, one of those actually independent organizations that is getting a lot of hell thrown at them because, well, they're not playing along. So I went in and I researched the doctor, and lo and behold, going on to Facebook trying to find this information. Sorry, this content isn't available right now. The link you followed may have expired, or the page may only be visible to an audience you're not in. So that's how Facebook is getting around the banning issues. It's not that they took it offline. It's that you can't see it. So what does the good doctor actually have to say that is so concerning to people that it would be blocked?
Still seems to be rare that an asymptomatic person actually transmits onward to a secondary individual.
I didn't quite get that. Could I hear that one more time? I'm serious. I could not tell what you just said.
From the data we have, it still seems to be rare that an asymptomatic person actually transmits onward to a secondary individual.
Still didn't quite get that, but Dr. Samadi went to medical school. He's been listening to doctors all of his life. Doctor, I believe the headline from the World Health Organization is asymptomatic people are not infectious. They're not going to spread the disease. Is that what the WHO is saying?
Yes, that's correct, Greg. Look, you and I have been going at this since February of this year. We've covered more than hundreds of these segments on Newsmax TV. The most important segment about what we're going to be talking about COVID is probably tonight, because they're taking a 360-degree turn, and WHO is announcing, and this is a big news, that asymptomatic people out there are not contagious. Remember, because we didn't know who would be passing this virus or not, we made everybody do something called social distancing. This is a new word that you've heard of it, and it came to our life a few months ago. We made everybody across the board to wear masks. At the beginning, we said if you have symptoms, you wear the mask to protect others, and then we gave in because CDC and everybody kept changing back and forth. We also made everybody to go for testing. We need 300 million tests the next day or else we cannot reopen our country. And guess what?
That's when Dr. Sadamini starts to break up there, but did you get the gist of it there? I hate to be, you know, the bearer of, I told you so. But there you have it. The masks, the social distancing, Fauci, Burks, all going back and forth and back and forth. There's an increase in cases because there's an increase in testing. The testing is bad when fruits and animals can test positive. It's fear-mongering. Take off the damn mask. We never should have been closed in the first place. The three people that Washoe County just added to their deaths. I feel extremely bad for their families. I know I just had a death. My father just passed away. But I sure as hell know it wasn't because of COVID-19. No matter what they want to list it as, I would say full autopsies on every single death that they are ruling of COVID-19 to keep this country, to keep this world shut down. It's not a pandemic. They had to lie about the numbers, and they're keeping you in fear right now because of the increase in cases. That doesn't mean increase in deaths. That just means more bogus testing. You want to show your patriotism? You truly want to show your patriotism for this country? Then step up and finally be an adult and say something. We have a special session starting on Wednesday. And we are literally going to be, well, I don't want to use that term, but let's just say screwed. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Let's head on over to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Lee calling in. Hi, Lee. What's on your mind?
What do you mean, what's on my mind? You told me to go out and get a report for you, so I did for you, okay?
Well, I didn't know that's exactly what you were calling about.
Oh, thanks a lot. That really hurts deeply. Deeply it hurts. My sister from another mother. Hey, listen, I went down to the sheriff's department this morning, talked to Kenny Furlong, and he says there's no report yet totally on anything because he had heard it was just water that had been thrown out of the moving vehicle.
Let's backtrack here for a minute, Lee, and explain what you're talking about, and that's at the protest by the BLM people, the rally for the Open Up Nevada, No More Masks, We Support Our Police rally on the other side of the street. A BLM protester drove up to a rally person, that's how we're showing the difference, and threw a substance into a woman's face. And she said that her eyes started burning, and so much so that it actually dropped her to her knees, and that the emergency crew had to be called in to check her out. But we're not getting word of what the substance is. Okay, so Lee, what? you went to the sheriff's department to see if there was a report filed yet, and they don't have anything?
They don't have anything on what the substance was. In fact, the report that I had gotten before from a couple of people said that it was a bottle that came out of the car, hit a lady in the face, but she didn't get any fluid on her. The person next to her got the fluid all over her and in the face, okay? That's what I was told. There's, of course, at this stage of the game, the investigation by the sheriff's department has not taken place yet. And okay. So I said, Kenny, can I come back to you on Friday and hopefully have more information on what actually took place? And he says, yes, please come back. We should have something better by then. Because he was told it was only water. There was no container that was thrown. Okay, that's what he was saying. But another source of mine told me that, yeah, we have something. And I can't tell you who said that, but they did tell me that, yeah, we do have something. But by Friday, we should have more information on what actually happened.
Okay.
And regardless of what happened, Monica, it was wrong. It was wrong on either side to do what that person did. And they
I mean, even if it's a popsicle stick, you don't throw anything at anybody. You don't touch anybody. You don't get in within an inch of somebody's face. You don't spit on anybody. It is just vile to do anything like that. And I'm sorry, but Antifa, which, you know, the majority of these people are, they're all working and getting paid from the same source. These people are known to throw caustic substances. If you don't believe that, then just have a conversation with Andy Ngo, who was given a brain hemorrhage because of Antifa up in Seattle.
You
so,
bet.
Lee,
I appreciate
you doing that for me. I appreciate you being out there on Saturday, and I appreciate just everything that you in the community.
What time on Wednesday is this rally that we're going to be down at the Capitol to protest?
Nobody, if I have heard, is putting this actually together. You know, I can't start these rallies on my own. I can only talk about them.
Can.
So if somebody organizes it, let me know, because the legislature, what Lee is referring to is the legislature is opening up for the special session that Governor Sleazelak has called. And that's it. You can't be a part of that legislative session. You can't be there. And it's just...
Which is unconstitutional.
It's unconstitutional. And It's unbelievable. These people were elected to be representatives, not to rule and, you know, over us. So, Lee, thank you so much for all your hard work, and I'll keep everybody apprised to if we can get something going, because your legislators need to. Why do you think that Governor Sisolak wanted to originally move the Capitol down to Las Vegas? He doesn't want to deal with anybody in the north. He doesn't want to deal with the rurals up here. He doesn't want to deal with Carson. He doesn't want to deal with Washoe County, because we are passionately on the right. I wonder why they call it the right. So we are going to keep you apprised of everything that is going on when this special session starts. And for the lobbyists out there, I tell you, there's going to be hell to pay if any lobbyist is let into that building to be heard by the legislature and Nevada citizens aren't.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
I don't know. How much Monica can you handle? My husband just laughs at everybody and says, you don't know what you're getting into. It's the Monica J Show, your live and local FM talk show right here for 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk. It's all about you and me and what we are going to be going through here very shortly. And actually, some people are already in the throes of it. This is going to be bad for the state of Nevada. And let me tell you why. Well, actually, not me. Let me just share this email from Chris with you. Good morning, Monica. For other businesses in Nevada, hope you had a great 4th. I've been busy with my business renewing my auto workman's comp liability insurance. I was shocked to find out my rates have gone up 17%. I've been calling various agents in Reno and Las Vegas to find out why the rates are so high. I finally contacted an agent who is actively involved with our state. The rise in the rates is affecting, the rise in rates is all affecting the auto insurance. This is affecting all businesses with autos in Nevada. Now, I'm going to take a pause there from Chris's email for just a second. All businesses with autos in Nevada. How many businesses, since all of this bull squat with COVID and the shutdown, have turned into home delivery businesses? Even mom and pops, the restaurants, the bars, the pot shops, pharmacies. I mean, the list goes on and on. You just call us, we'll bring it to you. Bunch of people purchasing new cars because, well, look at it. 0% financing across the board. My goodness. So now all of these new businesses or old businesses now have vehicles that they're using, putting their names on the side. Wow. And now they just got hit. Let me go back to Chris's email. The average cost of commercial auto insurance in Nevada has risen to $2,500 or $3,100 per vehicle in the Reno area and over $8,000 in Las Vegas. Apparently, the reason for the rise is due to litigation from our wonderful attorneys in this state. Well, at least that's what they're saying. That was my opinion there. Any time an accident involves a commercial vehicle or customer-related incident at a site, the attorneys are taking the case to court and receiving large lawsuit awards. Has anybody ever heard the term ambulance chaser? Just thought I'd throw that out there for you. This has resulted in insurance companies leaving Nevada, and the others are charging businesses higher rates to recoup the losses. There is an insurance group requesting the legislative branch responsible to consumer protection get involved. Their response has been that it is a business issue and not a consumer issue. It's a business issue, not a consumer issue. Okay, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't a business a consumer of the insurance? Okay. They have been advised that this is a consumer issue because the only way a business can survive is raising their rates, which results in higher consumer rates. Just an FYI for your small business in Nevada, who will be drastically affected at a time of renewal during this already strained time. Because there's going to be a lot more than that. I discovered recently that a couple in Reno was notified by their doctor were going off on a different, their daughter going off on a little different thing here. Just so you know, because it's also going to be from something else I bring you. Their daughter, who is in the military, that they will not be able to communicate for some time due to a deployment to the South China Sea. I do not know, or I did not know, we had troops that we recently sent to that area. I could not find any news about this last week, except for international sources, such as a Japan newspaper. And then I saw the article today. Yeah, they are. Rather concerning, a great time for war or pushing limits against an opponent is when they are down and are having internal strife. Yeah. And just so you know, the Chinese are having all kinds of issues. They just put out, I'm not kidding you, you can search it for yourself, just came out, yesterday. City in China issues a bubonic plague alert. Bubonic plague. That didn't work when we had the alert in San Francisco that could be something that's coming about. The warning forbids the hunting and eating of animals that could carry the plague and will be effective through 2020. You remember that whole Black Death thing? Yeah. We are in a bad situation right now. And I want to bring some positivity to you. So what do? I go to the phone lines, our talk and text lines at 884-9910, and I check in with Terry because Terry is just so dang positive that it runs off on me. Terry, how was your 4th of July weekend?
Oh, it was wonderful. I got to hang out with my sons. I got three older boys, and I got to hang out with them and my grandson, and we had a nice feast and all that. Not a mask in sight. And then after that, I thought, wow, you know, when no fireworks, and I'm listening because they live in, you know, in the suburb of Reno, mm-hmm. and I'm listening, and bang, boom, I thought, those aren't guns. So we went outside and stood there and watched the fireworks display by our neighbors and their neighbors and all the neighbors and everybody, the whole suburb over there near Sparks was just lit up with fireworks. And I know it's against the law, and I'm, but hey, it was cool.
You know, and, There are a lot of things that are against the law nowadays, Terry, that just, you have to wonder why. Why is it against the law to set off fireworks if you do it responsibly? Because it could start a fire, it could do this, it could do that. It's for your safety. It's just incredible how all of these rules and regulations are put into place for our safety, and really, they do nothing except restrain us from life.
Mm-hmm. Monica, I had one more little thing to talk about, very positive.
What's that?
Oh, President Trump, he was on there with Melania standing there, and I think that's her name, Melania. Yeah.
Melania.
And standing mm-hmm. there, and they're just, wow, the fireworks are going off, and all the military people are around him. It made me feel so proud, you know, and then he went on a little rant about all the negativity in the country and how he's going to put a lid on it, and that just gave me goosebumps, because I know he is a man that does what he says he's going to do. If he tells you something, you can count on it happening. Even if the Dems are all against it, he'll make it happen. Exactly. And then they did the fireworks show after, and wow, it was so inspiring. I was so excited about that.
And I hope people are even more excited about what's to come, because he is going to put a lid on it. Bill Barr getting involved with states now about these masks mandates that they don't have the authority to do. And there's a really good article out there from LouRockwell.com. He's anti-state, anti-war, but he's pro-market. And sometimes he just makes so much sense that people have to really understand what's going on. This whole pandemic madness is literally the state's plan as it rests on the destruction of the human spirit. You can't see people smiling with masks on. People attack each other for or for not wearing masks. It is just the destruction of our human spirit, because we are good, loving, kind people. And that's how we want to live. That's how we want to share with our family and our friends. And they are trying to put a lid on that. And it's just not going to happen, Terry.
No. One more little thing, Mona. You know something else? I'm a single man, so something else I miss is seeing a woman's beautiful face. What's up with that?
Are you flirting with me, Terry?
Probably with all the ladies that are listening. Like, come on now. I miss that.
You know, and I miss it too. I miss it from everybody. You know, that sparkle in people's eyes. We're so beaten down that people aren't allowed to live in joy. And that's what we need. Terry, thank you so much for calling into the show today. You always bring me that smile and bring me that joy when you call in. It makes me feel good. And I hope the listeners feel that way as well. We'll be back after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And, you know, as we come out of this post-4th of July celebration, and there was a lot of celebrating, boy, you could see it. But was it the same thing as being proud of your country and being patriotic? Or is it just the thrill of shooting off fireworks? So today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Thank them so much for that. Are Americans more patriotic now or less since 9/11? Because when 9/11 happened, boy, did you see the patriotism come out. You saw all of us coming together, all races, all religions, all countries. Countries came out in support of, you know, in support of us, and we're so sorry this happened and whatever you need. Well, I have no votes yet for more. I have a number of votes for less. We're looking at less at about 40% here. But in the 60% range, the left has become far less patriotic, in my opinion, while the right has been and is becoming more patriotic. We're trying to keep our country from being destroyed by the left and their socialist ways. So that's who has the majority of votes right now. What are your thoughts on it? As we go back to Friday's poll question, whose responsibility is it to actually educate our kids about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence? Don't forget about the Federalist Papers. Of all those participating, 12% said parents, 19% said schools, 4% said private groups. All of the above, 65%. Interesting, though. 0%? Nobody said personal responsibility. I know, as being an adult, in my adult years, I read and find out more on my own. Sorry, just reading a quick text here at Talkin' Text Line 884-9910 from our conversation earlier. Insurance is organized crime. You know, I have my thoughts on that. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Dawn this morning. Dawn, you've been trying to get a hold of Mark Amaday's office?
Yeah, I'm a lifelong resident of Carson of Nevada. I'm in Carson City right now. I've tried several times last week to get a hold of Mark Amaday or somebody who's authorized to answer or represent his views on what's going on across the country right now. Mm-hmm. I've gone on his Facebook page. I've gone on his Twitter page. I've scoured the internet for any kind of statement to the media about what his views are on the BLM movement, the Antifa movement, where the leaders have, it's widely known that the founders of BLM are Marxists, trained Marxists, they call themselves, and they've stated publicly that their goal is to have Trump removed from office before the election. But I can't find a single statement from Mark Amaday about any of the things that are happening across this country right now. We're basically experiencing a Marxist-Communist revolution attack, a violent attack in many cases. I actually witnessed some violence downtown Carson City this weekend from these people.
Yeah.
But nothing from Mark Amaday.
Well,
and I'm trying to figure out why. What are we voting for this guy for? What are we voting for these people for if they're going to hide under their desk? Hey, Mark, I see you walking around town periodically here in Carson City, hiding behind your mask. There's a number of us who recognize you. And I'm telling you right now, if your office is not going to answer these questions, and if you're not going to, I'm going to do what everybody does now. I'm going to take out my phone. I'm going to film me asking you these questions. Do you support BLM or do you condemn this movement? Not the phrase Black Lives Matter. We all agree that Black Lives Matter. Do you support or condemn this movement? And you're going to answer that question. And either you're going to be filmed running away, getting in your truck and driving off, or you're going to answer the question, where are you and where are the rest of the Republicans right now? We are losing our country, and we don't have anybody standing up for us. Now, you're worried about making those people angry? Your voters are angry. When are you going to have a town hall, Mark?
Don, I 100% agree with you. I am so angry that I want to write, just do a write-in campaign for me for Congress. Because I almost feel like this is my wild thoughts going here. I talked with Mark before this last registering. And he wanted to not run again. We talked about, dissolving his war chest and the charities that he was going to put it towards. And then I also told him, well, good, because I wouldn't run against you, but I will run for Congress when Mark Amaday is out. I swear to you, I think that he decided to just run again to have this Ackerman, because Ackerman on the Democrat side, if you look at her, there is a very clear possibility that she will be elected. Because people are very, very angry with Mark Amaday. Not the Republican Party. Republicans. Republicans are upset with Amaday, and you're not going to, Don, get any answers to any of your questions because his staff just puts out an email once a month. Let you know what's going on. You can get on the email list. I can post it or send it off to you if you want it. I have it. And he's not going to do anything that puts him up against any controversy. That's not the type of politician or representative that he is. Sorry. It's the Monica J. Show. We'll be back after this.